If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
Hey!
Oh, it's that one.
There you go. You can stay on that one.
This fella here. Yeah. Hello. Is it me you're looking for? I'm there. Okay, what have I got to talk about this week? Jesus. Do you know what I'm going to tell you about this week? Because I just finally got around to watching it. Even though it's not new or any of that old shit. Do you know something? I've loads of telly to be on about this week. Fucking loads of it. I watched Orange is the New Black is on Netflix again, season 4.
I know, I haven't started yet because I'm currently in a series relationship with Love Island and Big Brother.
Well, I'm having TV series affairs all over the fucking place.
Yeah, so you're a dirt bird in the telly world.
Yeah, I am. I'm stuck into Orange is the New Black.
Dying to watch it.
Absolutely loving it. Much better than the third series, I have to say. Really enjoying it. Not a lot of Piper in it, which is a good thing. She's the only one in it that annoys me. The rest of them are all deadly. All the Latinas and all they're
savage.
Really enjoying it. Much better than the last one. I'm just finished it actually, but I couldn't stop watching the People versus OJ Simpson.
I'm recording this at the moment.
It's fucking brilliant.
I watched the very first one on BBC Two, but now RTÉ are running it, and I missed it, so I was like series linked it, so I have it recorded. John Travolta.
Very good.
He's incredible in it, but his face.
His face is mad now. His face does
it.
He's got two.
I thought it was for the role. I thought it was like.
No,
I thought
that's
it was
just
fake.
That's just his head.
This is his face.
He's got too far face. You know when you just go too fucking far and your face ends up looking like a cat or a lizard or like someone drew a marker face on a balloon. That's what he looks like. He looks like someone got a permanent marker and drew a John Travolta picture on a balloon. John Travolta looks like somebody that looks like John Travolta. Do you know what I mean?
I get you. It's like a John Travolta impersonator. Someone who's got loads of plastic surgery to look like John Travolta.
Yeah, he looks like a lad that looks like him, if you know what I mean. So he looks a bit odd, yeah. But the show is brilliant, man. It's absolutely brilliant. You couldn't be beating it. Of course, you know the end. So you know that OJ obviously didn't get away with it.
Spoilers.
I don't think that qualifies as a spoiler. I don't think you can do spoilers with this story. It's a bit like watching JFK and then suddenly finding out he got shot. Yeah, it'd be ridiculous. But just very good. It's so many big name actors in it. Of course, none of them I can remember now. Oh, yeah, man, Schwimmer. From Friends.
He's
Rob Kardashian.
Rob Kardashian.
So you see Kim Kardashian and all his kids in it.
The girl who was in Cruel Intentions plays Chris Kardashian with the black hair.
Yeah. Oh, it's very good. It's absolutely brilliant, I have to say. And I never, I remember the case and I remember everybody thinking, he's as guilty as fuck, this lad. He's as guilty. But when you watch how they got him off, when you watch how it happened, and even though I remember coming home from school and watching the case live, I was catching an hour in a day, and let me be honest, I was a teenager, so I wasn't exactly full of attention for any fucking thing that didn't have boobies. I mean, it's a 15-year-old boy.
True.
And nowadays, I look back at it now and think, oh my God, it was how, his legal team, they just baffled the bollocks out of them. They beat them with baffling the bullshit.
Good though.
It was absolutely incredible. It's brilliant.
Isn't their whole rigmarole on kind of like the TMZ side of that now is that he's supposed to be doing a DNA test with one of the Kardashians, the one who looks more like a man than the rest of them. I'm not talking about Caitlyn or whatever her name is, Jenner these days, but
yeah. That he might be a daddy.
They say that one of the Kardashians, Khloe. I'm going to commit to Khloe. I could be really wrong. But I only really know Kim. The other two I get confused. But they said that she's not Rob Kardashian's daughter, that she's OJ Simpson's daughter.
Oh, Jesus.
But then if you look at them in a lineup, she doesn't fit with the other two. So the little one of them is quite little. Then there's Kim. And then there's like a 6-foot kind of
football player.
Yeah, broad shoulders. Larger than the other one. Now, genetics play out every which way possible. But yeah, but the conspiracy theory is that she's not Rob Kardashian's, the dad's. But it's the same way as like for so many years, the stories went around about thing Bruce Jenner, that like he used to dress up as a woman and everyone, that's just shite.
Yeah, me hole, yeah. And there goes he is. And it turns out he was a woman all along.
Yeah, there you go.
Jesus. And are they going to do a test? Are they going to do it?
I don't know. Like, it's in. Listen, you never can't believe anything you read in the papers, because 9 times out of 10, it's horse shit. Like, bush.
Yeah, they won't do the test. I bet you anything they won't do the test. I bet you anything they won't do the test.
Okay, well, if you bet me anything they won't do the test, I bet you that you're probably right. Okay.
I want to say thanks as well to somebody. I want to say thanks to Tullamore Dew, the whiskey company.
Yes.
They sent me the nicest package of. Ding.
Now, see, for all your pissing and moaning that you don't get sent in anything.
See,
that's
you're fucking
lovely,
used to this. You only have to open your mouth and someone gives you a gift, right?
My mouth, they just send them.
Well, you only have to just hang around then. That's even worse. You just have to tell people where you might be on some day and they send you free shit.
I'm never here when they send stuff in.
Don't you fucking come in and get it, you do. Yeah, I see it all the time.
If it's good.
I'm literally carrying bags of free shit into this fucking place every fucking day. And I got a lovely gift package. They sent me it's a little crate wrapped in brown paper, and you open it up, little wooden crate, a bottle of Tullamore Dew whiskey, a little notepad, a lovely little leather bound notepad for writing me little jokes
in. That's good. You see, you'd be into that, you'll appreciate that.
I'd appreciate that. Couple of bottles of soda water, 2 lovely little whiskey glasses.
Oh, I love a good whiskey glass.
Oh, and a flask for sneaking into football matches.
A hip flask?
Yeah.
Oh my.
With Irish pride written on it.
One of those in
or
your
pure
life.
Irish or something written on it. So hang on, that's obviously going to be snuck into every Dubs game this year.
Obvs.
What else was in it? Oh yeah, I can't remember, but it was lovely. It was absolutely lovely little package. I mean, it made me fucking day. It
You're
cheered
delighted.
Me up, I have to say. I was absolutely over the moon, yeah. Fair play to
And
them.
Was there whiskey? Was there Tullamore Dew in it?
Yeah, a bottle of Tullamore Dew. A full bottle of Tullamore Dew, yeah.
How much of that's left?
All of it. Because I'm keeping it for my special occasion. I have a special occasion coming up.
Really?
I was talking about it last week. The premiere of the movie is the 9th of July. So I'm going to pop open my bottle of Tullamore Dew, my bottle of whiskey on that night. Because I'm not drinking at the minute. I'm trying to get abs.
Right.
You know how hard it is for a 41-year-old man to grow fucking abs?
I was actually talking about you on midday about your list of, you know, turning 41, and that you, so I was like, and now he's ripped. Now he works out.
Well, I work out, but I'm not ripped, but I'm...
Fairness, you're up, like...
I'm trying to get abs, though. Once in my life, I want to look down... And
you
see
need to start
abs.
Like injecting roids into your eyeballs.
I'd be all
abs.
For that. You see, I'm all for that. I don't know where to get these fucking things,
yeah,
but I'm all for it.
I'm sure that they can be sourced for
If
you.
Somebody was to come up to me and say, here's steroids, take them and you'll see abs, I would take it. I'd shove them down the lid of me, Mickey. I would be absolutely... I have no problem with that shit. I have no problem with that shit. I don't care. They'd be there right. People would be looking at you with pints in their hands going, that stuff's bad for you. And there is it, yeah. See how long a night of this shit will do you. See, you're good, that'll take care of you.
Is there creatine in steroids? Because you remember,
I don't know
this whole thing
about
rugby schools and that, like, people who take creatine get really, really angry. And I'm in a serious relationship at the moment with Love Island, and all the lads on it are ripped, right? But they're all like, they're all steroid ripped. Like, some of them like have boobs.
Yeah,
like they're not.
Oh, they're, do you know what they call them?
What they call them?
Bitch tits.
There you go. Well, they have the LBTs, but they're like proper, like.
Is there a bit of flab in them? Like,
no, there's like, they're kind of like, it comes like, so they're ripped, and then it has like, they have the, you know, the shelf that women have,
yeah,
like the little bump,
the booby shelf. Yeah,
yeah. I'm doing actions that I know you're trying desperately to go, Jesus, and then it goes up into, so there's a fuller end of the chest area, and then it kind of goes up flatter, but essentially it's a boob.
Yeah.
They're boobies. They're not ripped like.
It's not tight, ripped man pectoral.
No, they're full.
It's a knocker. It's
yeah,
it's a man knocker.
You
yeah,
you could stick them in a wonder and pop them together and shove them up, which is what I would. I'd like to walk up and go.
Yeah,
so but
give a razor. Would you do that to a man?
To know what it feels like.
What's that called? Motorboating.
Motorboating.
Go up and motorboat a lad.
Son of a bitch.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine that. That's the ultimate insult.
I would do that.
That is literally the ultimate insult. He's in the gym every day. He's working hard. He's fucking plugging away. He says, you know something? Injecting his Mickey, the pain, just to make himself look a little bit better. And then the first time he goes, what do you think of that? Some girl goes and sticks a finger.
Amazing.
And gives him a big motorboat gun in his wobbly man boobies. Yeah.
There you go. We'll look into the steroid situation.
I did pull me muscle though. I pulled me fucking muscle in the gym.
Is it your shoulder? Because if it's your shoulder, I can't cope. Is it your shoulder?
It was my shoulder, yeah. Why? What's wrong with that?
Because my two brothers are constantly, both of them, like, in the gym, have both done their shoulders.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Do you know what it is? I found out, because I was chatting to a woman, Jenny Murphy. She's the third best bodybuilder in the world
at
the moment.
She's in Orlando.
Yeah, in Orlando. She got number 3 in the fucking world, she got. And she was training me yesterday, and she was... in Fit Studios there, and she showed me what I was doing wrong. So I do the weights up in the air, right? So I have me dumbbells.
I'll Snapchat this because
right.
this is
so
incredible.
I get my weights and I push them up in the air like that, right? So
doing
I'm pushing them up in the air, and then I get fucking tired, right?
Yeah.
So the last one, and then I let my arms just go, ah! And it's that last drop that pulls the bleeding muscle.
You release.
Because you drop everything too quick. You're trying to get it down nice and quick to get yourself away. I did a muscle.
Right.
So that, and it's one of those, it goes all the way up into my neck. So I've had that really annoying shit where you're walking around all week and if someone calls you, you have to turn your entire body around. You feel like such a spanner.
How does that work on the bike?
It's not easier on the bike because you've got the two mirrors right side by side. But when you're driving the van and all, oh, Jesus. People are calling me. And I have to, like, I'm going into tolls and everything. I'm facing the woman. I have to hang my legs off the side of the fucking chair. So, like, I'm in a toll booth and I turn around and I'm facing the woman with my entire body. She's like, what? He's actually driving side saddle.
There's people going, I saw PJ Gallagher and he's weird.
He drives side saddle. He faced me. I looked around. He was facing me in the toll.
Brilliant.
So it's ridiculous. So, yeah, I felt
so
like a bit of a tool.
So do you have to take it easy on the...
No, a little bit of warm up and rolling it with little balls. You stick these little balls in it.
Yeah.
Like, you know them? They're like little balls.
I know. Like, Champo season is rolling around.
Yeah.
And the football is rolling around. And so my life will be, do you know, have you seen where the base is? No, baseball. Don't touch my ears. Anybody who gets that, I get you. Baseballs or tennis balls and then those foam rollers. And I'll just hear.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really sore.
Yeah.
It's really fucking sore. And because I get, oh, here. I'm about to, I have to make a public apology in advance of something because of me being a knob. Because I did a photo shoot. Because I get a good deal in the gym. A very, very, very good deal in the gym.
You don't pay.
Well, no, I do pay. But I get a good deal, right? And I get
comes on here, goes on the radio, goes on telly, and gives it the all.
I get
Steve Doody's my best friend.
So the
and the website is?
And the website, Fit Studios.
Fitstudios.something. I've got it, okay, /. Boohoo.com. Go on, you did a photo
so
shoot.
So he asked me, would you do a photo shoot to help him out?
You're
the
not
gym.
Paying, so you've and hoarded yourself.
So I owe the man my time.
Is that or a blowy?
And I do, yeah. But you see, you forget these things. You forget the way these things are going to go. So I turn up to do an interview for the Sunday World magazine, right? It's the Sunday World, this is out on the 3rd of July, right?
Oh my God, I got to post this.
And. Yeah, they made me take my top off.
Of
now, I don't have abs! I've only got fucking roundness!
And this is why now they've top-shamed you into taking steroids. I blame the Sunday World.
I blame the Sunday World too. It's your fault.
They make gangsters, so there's something for them to write about.
It's your fault
and now look at you.
That my Mickey's going to shrivel to the size of a grape and I'm going to be so angry I'm going to eat my shoes off my own feet. Yeah. But I'm topless in a photo and flexing and all. I'm doing better. I look
so excited.
Like a biggest knob.
I'm so excited.
I'm going to actually ask if they won't put the topless photos in because I look like such a jackass.
So excited.
Such a knobular, cylindrical jackass. I look like the biggest dickhead in the world.
If
I can't face that it's happening.
If you aren't listening in Ireland and you're listening anywhere across the world, you can guarantee that on that... What Sunday did you say it was?
That's the 3rd of July, I think it is.
The 8th of July.
3rd, I think it is.
So July coming. 2 weeks. You can be sure as shit that all over my Twitter and the Twitter, we will let you know... What PJs? Are you wearing a tight short?
No, just me normal shorts. But I'm only saying this to you because I know if I didn't, you'd go.
Of course I will.
You guys, you can hide this.
I'd bring it
you
in.
You fucking idiot! You fucking idiot! So
you're turning into that sap.
I am.
That. And do you know what?
I'm
all for people working out. And, you know, we'll talk about that actually in a second because it kind of leads to something. But I'm kind of getting a bit of a pain in my hole with gluten free and people putting up pictures of like, this is me post workout sweat. This is me on the treadmill. This is me. Great. This is me eating a Jaff cake. I don't put it up, do I?
I love a good progress picture. Like I like saying, this man was so fat. They had to knock down.
Not the fat one.
No, you don't need to. This man was so bad.
The puffy ones.
They knocked down the wall of his house to take him out of his home.
I mean, that
they had to give him the heart of a sheep to keep him alive.
He bad.
And now he is running the Boston Marathon with one leg. I like that. I go, that's a pretty big fucking improvement. But I'm after losing a couple of pounds. I don't think I really give a shit.
Your face is different. Like you have, like in that picture you put up, in fairness, that year-on-year picture you put up, because when you started here, I didn't think that you were a bit of a fatty.
I was though, yeah.
And then I saw the difference in how
the
much
big belly.
Yeah, but even your face was completely different, like, yeah, to what it is now. Now I'm turning into the fatty and you're going...
There wasn't enough room in my belly for all the fat, so I had to keep some of it in my lower head.
Yeah, you did. And you did it well. But now...
Oh, jeez. I'm trying to eat so healthy these days. It's actually... It's
boring.
No, it's not boring. It's not boring because I eat so much food. The pure volume of food is hard to get into you. So you're never bored.
Oh, you have to eat like loads of chicken and loads of
turkey and all kinds of things. I'm having second thoughts about the pig. I can't get the pig out of my mind. I love the fucking pig. I miss the pig. I was a vegetarian for 7 years. I never missed chicken. I never missed turkey. I'm back on them. But I've always missed the pig. I've never missed steak. I never even missed too much of a fish. But fuck me. Do I miss the pig? I miss the pig. I really do.
Sausages?
Sausages, rashers, black pudding. Especially black pudding. Clonakilty black pudding's the nicest thing in the world. All of that, we're a load of beans in it. Oh, Jesus. I started getting this, like, goo on me. And I was looking at it. I was in the place that we may have in breakfast the other day. I'm not joking, Suzanne Kane. I was inches. Mental inches away from ordering the pig. Because the pig is smarter than the dog. And it's just, I feel so fucking guilty.
The chicken turkey situation.
They're idiots. But the pig is as smart as a dog.
Oh yeah, sorry. You've told me this before. You reckon you can train pigs to do things.
You can do anything with a pig. Right. Now, I did sort of think to myself, maybe I'll...
They definitely frown on you doing anything with a pig, just as a disclaimer there.
I don't know. I think you can do anything with a pig. But I think you can. Now, I did try and justify I could eat black pudding because technically you could eat... make black pudding out of a pig without killing it.
Mm-hmm.
You could just give him a bad gash and you'd be able to make black pudding.
Okay, so he's been in some type of
he's bled.
Abusive relationship.
He's bled. It's fried pig's blood, basically,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I don't eat it.
It's lovely.
I love white pudding. I don't like black pudding.
It's lovely.
No, I know.
So nice.
Can you eat blood sausage?
That's
which
black pudding.
No, so it's like a Spanish one. It's like a chorizo, but I don't think it's as... You should look into that. I think it translates to blood sausage, but I don't think it's the same, maybe.
I don't think so.
No.
If it's from the pig...
Oh, just eat it. Like, for God's sake, you dicked around with the whole not eating, and then you went and ate chicken, now you eat turkey. You're on a sliding slope. So just eat it. Just give it to yourself.
Maybe I will.
And you see PJ at a picture of the weekend, he'll tweet of him eating a full
big bowl
Irish
of cocktail sausages. Yeah. The cocktail sausages.
In fairness, we had on Friday, we do Friday feast in my mum's every single Friday and we all go for dinner. And this, like Friday just gone, we had sausage, egg, beans and chips.
I'm getting hungry now.
I mean, there's nothing like homemade chips, obviously, proper deep fryer chips and then super quinn, which are now super value quins, sausages and beans and then fried eggs. Listen,
a friend of mine told me that if your body starts telling you you want these things,
you're missing them.
What it actually means is your body is telling you that it needs these things.
Oh yeah, sorry,
now,
you need them.
That's a load of me shite, but it's a logic that I could fall into.
Well, I fell into that logic last night about Cocoa Pops. So
yeah, now all of a sudden my pig desire has gone.
Oh,
no
yeah.
More pig desire.
No.
I think I do have I have a hero of the week this week.
Go on.
Right, then a hero of the week this week is the most... I've never seen anything like this guy. This is the fucking chap. We've gone through the David Bowies, the Princes, the Muhammad Ali's. We've gone through people who've done amazing things. People who've travelled across the world with Chinese takeaways. We've gone through football players. We've gone through great sports people of all kinds. We've gone through fucking everything.
Yeah.
But this is my favourite hero of the week, yeah. I'm sitting in my bedroom, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking out the window. And the window looks out onto a green... And it's shite bagging rain. Now it's raining. Like proper fucking rain. Rain that you say, there's no point in going out in that at all rain.
You'd be drenched.
And there's a lad walking in the rain. On the green. So he's out for a walk now. And he's not only just walking in the rain. He's walking with pride. And by that I mean absolutely walking with pride. Because he's got a gay pride umbrella.
Nice.
Right? He's wandering in the rain with his gay pride umbrella. Just going for a walk. And he stops. Pulls a bag out of his pocket and picks up two shite dogs. No, two dog shits. Not shite dogs. Imagine. He picks up two...
Well, those dogs are shite, so I'll put them in my bag.
He stops, he picks up two dog shits.
Right.
Wraps them, bags them, sticks them in the bin. You're all thinking this is very normal. But it's not. He'd no dog. He was out on his own. He had plastic bags. He saw dog shit and he thought someone might stand in there. I'm going to get it out of the way.
Or he's batshit crazy and he eats it.
No, I saw him put it in the bin. You see, fuck you now. This is what happens. I said this on my Twitter, and this is exact. This is fucking Irish people. This is fucking Irish people. This is now. There's no good in anyone. No, he's a pervert. He's taking it home and he's rubbing himself in shite.
That's probably what he's
dirty
doing.
Dirty fucker.
I had thought it through. That's exactly what he's doing.
That's what he's doing. He's eating it. I bet he's putting it into a cake and he's eating it.
He's just frying it up.
This is fucking Irish people. You can know nobody's doing. Everybody's so fucking skeptical of everyone. No, I saw him put the shit in the bin. And he wasn't putting the shit in the bin to come back for it later, like some people have expected. He wasn't up to dog shit. He wasn't into dog shit. And no, as someone person suspected, he didn't like picking up junky shit either. It was a dog shit. And he was helping people out. He was being a good fella. And he's my hero of the week. Not all heroes wear capes. Talk about taking your civic fucking pride and duty beyond the realms of what's expected from you. To walk with a pride umbrella for a start. You know, he's an equal rights type of a dude. And then to make sure nobody stands in some shit that's none of his fucking business. Hero of the week.
I'll be honest, I'm hero skeptical.
You're fucking, because you're Irish, because you're fucking, because you're gammy. He should, if that happened in the States, he'd be on fucking Oprah Winfrey. She'd be there going, how long have you been picking up the dog poop? He'd be there, well, you know, I never thought much of it, you know. I just pick up a shit, put it in the bin and move on with my life. I didn't realise it was helping people. And she'd be like, do you know there's 115,000 kids a year in America alone that go blind because of dog poop and get typhoid because of dog poop? And he'd be like, you've saved this amount of people. And he'd get a free car and a fucking a holiday to Hawaii or something.
What do you want to do? Write to Ryan Tuberty for the Late Late Show or something?
I want to find the guy. I took a picture of him, but it was a badly timed picture. He's kind of got his face covered. It's on my Instagram. I'll post it on the Dublin Twitter as well.
Right.
He's the hero of the week, and I'd love to know who he is. I want to know who the man is.
Does he fry the shit and eat it or just smear it on himself?
You know something? You're a disgrace. You're a disgrace to the nice human race. You are.
Well, that was good. Okay, we'll try and find him.
Yeah. What a hero.
Are you going to just stop?
He was in Clontarf. It was about 2 o'clock on Sunday. The rain was hurting down.
It's like a lineup.
Yeah.
It was raining. You sound like you're trying to find. You know, like when people do that, you hear like people go, I was in Coppers. It was a Thursday night.
Yeah.
It was about 2:30. Most people were filing out. And I think his name was Colm and he had red hair.
And I need
to get it in touch.
Like,
it was about 9 to 10 months ago.
Oh, Jesus.
Give or take 40. To 39 weeks.
Yeah. She doesn't want to meet up for another drink, like.
No. She hasn't been drinking in a while, that one. My hero of the week then this week is... has to be. I'm going to be mean. But the Irish fans, they have to be. But particularly,
really?
Like, there's so many videos. They're doing such a great service. I'm sure they're going to get a made-up award like they did at the last.
They deserve it. They deserve it, let's
so
be
good.
Honest.
But my favourite bit of video... bar none is them singing the Our Father on the train
to the nun
because it instantly you just went back to being a mass with your parents going Our Father who and the folk group who worked in heaven singing it hello and they're all like I just think it was brilliant and then thy kingdom come thy will be done and do you remember the actions from
I
the
do
as earth is give us this day
I don't going, remember the words but I remember all the actions and stuff
and forgive us our trespasses
as we forgive those who trespass against us or whatever
it was. Hallowed be thou. And then it kind of got away. And lead us not.
Do you remember those songs in Mass? There was some of those were fucking ridiculous.
Oh,
remember, Lamb of God, you take away
the, big one.
The sins of the world.
So
have mercy on us. Yeah, it was the real groovy priest. Lamb of God, yeah, you take away the sins of the world.
Hit it, Moira.
Mercy on us. And yeah, the old bat and the organ would have a fucking clue what was ever. All the grooving.
No, and the folk group would be there with a keyboard because it would be the folk group mass.
That's
and then
right.
They'd have Father Trendy would be with them going.
And what other ones was there? That was there. Oh, do you remember this one? What was it? Oh, Mary had a baby. Yes, Lord. Mary had a baby.
Oh my God,
yes, my
was,
Lord.
I think that was
Mary
from
had
our
a baby. Lord, the people keep a trumming, but the train done gone. Remember that one? It was fucking groovy.
That
it's the only time we ever go to mass and have 5 minutes of not having a shit time. And then there'd be so often to be a ballad. Do you remember the ballads?
Oh, there was a lot of ballads.
Be not afraid.
That was a funeral.
I go before you always. Come follow me.
And I
And I will give you rest.
Oh, what was the one? I'm trying to think. I sang one at like confirmation or something, like the Lord is my shepherd or something, or it was one of those.
Yeah.
You know those numbers.
I do.
Oh, do you remember Zacchaeus come down from the tree?
Oh, Zacchaeus.
That was a
good Zacchaeus.
That was a good one.
Zacchaeus was a very greedy man.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fucking champion.
And that was a big tune.
When the Pope came in 1979, there the song just for him. It was oh, you'll know the song though. He got the whole world in his hands.
Just for the Pope.
The whole world in his hands. He got the whole.
I think they just sang that to the Pope.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they wrote it for the Pope.
No,
he got you and me, sister. In his hands, he got you and me, sister.
And that was the problem with the Catholic Church.
And it's what was it? It's too big. Can't get over. It's too small. Can't get under. It's too wide. Can't get round it. I gotta get through that wall.
You used to do that, and do you remember in school and choir? And then you'd start, and then the next person, so you'd be on too high, can't get over. And then somebody would be like, dude, then you'd start. I'd move on to too low, and then you'd be like, too high. And then,
oh,
do you remember
right, Jay, you'd be in sequence. Yeah.
Oh,
fuck, that's
and
right.
And then your teacher, Miss Murphy, whoever it was, having a shift, too high.
Yeah. I could never follow. No. I always made a bollocks of it.
That and I loved, which it wasn't one for. It wasn't one for one of the mass ones, but because he did singing in school, you know, they did it in primary school. I loved those magnificent men in their flying machines. They go up to Leon, up, they go down to Leon.
They
enchant all the ladies and steal all the steeds with their up to Leon, up, and they're down,
down,
and they go up. Down, flying around.
Jeez, that's
loop
right.
In the loop. I love that
and what
one.
Was the other one, the fucking animal
that was
one?
A great one.
The one about the
air. Magic show. Oh.
Oh, that was the one about the air. What was it? No one is fucking air. You know the
I can't remember that one.
Oh, it was, they got humpy back camels, chimpanzee. What was it?
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Oh, they got some green alligators, some long neck geese, a humpy back camels, and some chimpanzees.
We never
some
did
rats
that
and cats
one.
Of elephants, but as sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. They got some green alligators, long neck geese, humpy back camels, and some chimpanzees, some rats and cats and elephants, and as sure as you're born, don't go forget my unicorn. That was fucking classic, Frank.
Oh my god, that's so good.
Yeah, that was the one. They forgot the unicorn in the fucking ark. God was pissed off over it.
And that's why we now have no unicorns.
Yeah. And then some sing loud and some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire, some just clap their hands, their paws, or anything they got. You remember that one?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, we got carried away there.
Totally carried away a little bit.
Got totally
song.
Carried
love
away.
That.
Isn't it mad how much of this Christian shite gets stuck in your fucking head?
Do you know what? It's really funny. I figured out that I either wanted to be a priest, which you couldn't do it.
Yeah, you weren't going to qualify, let's
or,
be honest.
Or I wanted to do something like that because I used to sit in mass and be like, I could do a much better job than him. Because, you know, you'd know it verbatim because you just, like, every week it's same thing, same thing, same thing. So you knew all the bits. So I'd be like, I could actually do that better than him. I would deliver those lines way better than him. So, I mean, and there you go. I went into radio.
He's got a ready-made script here and he's got no, like, he's had all rehearsals in the world and he's not fucking sticking to it. Yeah?
Doesn't
he's
deviate
not doing it well.
At all. Doesn't give it any, like, do you know what I mean? But,
I know,
like, you might get a bit of Father Flash. You might have a little bit of something, something. You know what I mean? But that was it. Never deviated from the script. He always gave it the... And then, and the best part was, you're now free to go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Yeah.
Thanks be to God. And out you went. And anybody who left during communion, they were the one that your mother would go.
Yeah, that's them. Not real Christians.
Never leave. He hasn't given the final blessing. Shut up. He hasn't given the final blessing. Can't leave. There you go. Anyway, so Mayor of the Week is the Irish fans.
Yeah, absolutely. They have been fantastic. I know we keep shiting on about it, but they have been absolutely fantastic. And they had another brilliant moment this week where they went onto a train and there was someone there with a baby. Did you see that?
Like a lullaby.
And the woman asked them, can you keep it down? Like, I've got a baby here. Yeah. So they all turned around, the Irish fans, and started singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to the baby. And so at another stop, more fans got on. They were all like, shh, there's a baby. There's a baby. And they all did
have
it again.
Have a bit of respect, lots.
Ah, it's brilliant.
See, that's absolutely they are. Brilliant.
And the Belgian fans trying to rival us at our own game at the moment. The Belgian fans are over there now. And they're becoming a pretty close second to being the friendliest, best fans out there.
Okay, well.
A few videos of the Belgians.
Might do well in the tournament so they can piss off.
Yeah, so you know. And they'll take our title then because the people will forget about us in a week's time. Do you know what I mean?
No, they won't forget about us. We'll have left our green, white and orange.
I certainly hope so. All over
the place. And then you will hear all over Parisian and whatnot, Bordeaux radio stations going, bonjour, Marcel. I was in the Plaisir Petit on a Wednesday night. I met Chap Kopreek.
Poig.
And I am looking to try and find Poig. If you know Poig, Poig has gone home to his wife and three kids.
That's not even his real name. No. He's Chopper from last week's podcast.
He trains retarded dolphins. Oh, actually, I have great news for you.
Oh, brilliant. Fantastic.
So, you know, there's a new orangutan enclosure in Dublin Zoo.
I do know
that. Have you gone out?
I haven't yet. I'm dying.
They sent me in a little orangutan last week.
You see, this is what the fuck I'm talking about. You can't even mention that without you getting some free shit associated.
No, I always have to do on my shows. There's not been a little bitch about it. But yeah, so they sent me in a little bite. So, I have to need a name for the orangutan. But he's getting on famously with Jerry, the elephant, who my son is quite... We went out to see the elephant enclosure when Oisin was about 6 months.
Brilliant.
And we called the elephant Jerry, because Jerry the zookeeper, who's actually not his official title, but everyone, you know Jerry with the red hair?
I do, yeah, he's a brilliant bloke.
So he had his picture taken with Oisin and he gave him the elephant, so he's obviously Jerry the elephant, obviously. But now we have an orangutan in the mixer. So they're getting on famously.
Fantastic.
We're building up Dublin Zoo at home.
I have to go out.
Be a little bit.
I have to go out. I love it. I'm dying.
You need like a year's pass for Dublin Zoo.
I would, yeah. Yeah. I love it. I absolutely love it.
In fairness, it is one of the greatest zoos in the world. I haven't been to many zoos in Paris.
I've been to two zoos in my life. That's brilliant. I have to get out. I'm dying to see the orangutans. And what was the bonobos? And there's some other new animals there as well. I can't remember what it is. The wolves. There's a new wolf pack.
Oh yeah, you were saying that's right. Yes,
so I have to get out to them. Ah, I love that shit. I absolutely love that shit. What else did I want to talk about? Man, umbrella, heart. Blah. Did you see the doctor that's trying to do a head transplant?
What?
Yeah, this is the new thing now, right? Chinese doctor. Now I have to say I admire his ambition, this lad. But he's done it for a mouse. He took a fucking mouse and he took his head off.
That's not that hard though.
To make it actually be a. Like work on the mouth. Like he didn't just sew it up and like leave it dead lying with a new head on it.
No, obviously you can't.
It's alive and walk around. He head transplanted a fucking mouse and now he
face transplant or head transplant. I don't understand what you mean. Like as in did he cut it from here?
Yeah, from the neck.
Around his neck.
So this is the deal, right? This is what he's aiming for.
You can't do that because of his brain and everything. How do you stick it all back together?
Well, he wants to try it with a human being.
Yeah, I'm alright for being that human being.
Are you? Here's the thing. Right, here's the thing. Well, let's say,
here's the logic.
Yeah, let's say
hold on to your hat, kid.
Let's say you hit 68, right? And you get told you've got a bad dose of the old belly cancer or something, right?
Right.
You got something that's going to kill you. And it could be anything. Right, so let's say for this instance, it's belly cancer, right?
Right.
You're on the way out. Suzanne Kane, you have a week left, right? You'd be like, holy fuck. But.
Right. The end of the day.
News just in.
Yes.
A lad's after getting killed in his car there across the road.
Right.
We put your head in his body and you can live on. You can live on. Now, there's a load of benefits to this. A load of benefits to this.
Well,
not
I
only
to try out and see what
not only do you not have cancer anymore,
like.
Not only are you 50 years younger all over again in the body, but you also get to find out what it's like to be a boy and have a wank at some stage in your life. You get to find out what sex is like from the other experience,
That's
from the
true.
Other side.
Have
you get
that?
To find out everything you ever wanted to know about being a bloke. You've lived your life as a woman. You now get to have a go as a man. And vice versa, for us lot as well.
The Caitlyn Jenner effect, as it were.
Yeah, but like...
That wouldn't work vice versa because...
But obviously, if transplants are effective like that, if you can do a head transplant, you can swap back an odd time as well. Say you're some dude or a friend of yours could leave you their body in the will. Say, listen, I've always thought you had a lovely set of tits. If you die, would you stick your body down in the will? And they'd be like, yeah, fuck it, why not? And then next thing, dead, grand, left in the will, head transplant... You wake up, now you've knew everything, obviously. So you're going to have to get a new fucking wardrobe for a start. But you've brand new knockers.
You could ask them to leave their wardrobe to go with.
Well, you're going to, yeah, I suppose you could. Yeah, they're not going to use
it.
Just
if you want to be a bit more economical.
I'm just saying there's a lot going on. If they can actually pull this off, it's not going to be just a medical thing. It's going to be, there's a whole world of shit out there that nobody's even thought about. Men becoming women, women becoming men, people becoming younger, people buying bodies. Of other people who have just died from other countries.
I'm sure that happens on the black market a lot anyway.
The black market, that you're right, does that as well. Say I get my head transplanted onto the body of an African man and all of a sudden I'm walking around and I look. I say, do I get to suddenly say that I'm black? Do I get to say I'm black?
Because I tell you... Because I is black from the neck I'd be down.
I'm black from the neck down. I know exactly what it's like. I'm culturally...
See that, I think black
white,
are that...
But I'm...
Men would enjoy that, black. Having a black man's willy.
Having a black man's willy. I wouldn't mind to have a black man's willy. I'd look down and have a black man's willy. Yeah, I wouldn't
See,
mind
I
trying
think
it.
It for
You're fucking some luck though, wouldn't it? My head and a full black body. That'd be some luck. They'd be like, what in the name of God happened to you?
Don't be racist.
I'm not being racist.
No, I'm saying you would say to them,
I wouldn't be able to be racist.
Don't be racist. Don't be hating on me. All right? The Michael Jackson.
You see, if I want to do that now, if this surgery becomes possible, I'm putting my name on the fucking list. I'm going to put me down. Every penny, I'm going to make it happen. I want a 7 foot, like a boxer or something. Like a heavyweight
like
boxer.
Audley.
Yeah, Audley Harrison's body. Yeah. I want his body. My head, his body. Yeah.
See, this is the foot. But I think as well, though, if men were to transfer over to women's body, like if it was a woman to a man's body, I think like you go, oh, look, it can stand up and having a wee. I think I'm fascinated with the whole standing up with your willy in your hand wizard. I just think that that's just mental.
It's very convenient.
Yeah, I don't understand why you don't sit down, but that's a whole other different conversation.
It's fucking convenient, you know what I mean?
I'd sit down, though. They could just sit there, pop your willy through your legs and just be like, shh.
I don't know. I know one guy that does that. He's determined to sit down. He's
just tired. Do you know? Anyway, these are questions I ask my husband all the time. I'm like, and if you had a poop, would you just sit down and have a little wheelie? I don't get it. Like, for us, it's very straightforward. You just sit in a wizard. That's the way it goes. So you'd have that. And then obviously, I suppose you could interfere with yourself and that. But I think for a woman, then, like, if it had a woman's brain, that would be the long and the short of it. Whereas for a man to transfer into a woman's body, you would literally be like a Fisher Price activity centre. You wouldn't know what to do with yourself and what to get to first.
No, I wouldn't.
And that would never grow old. It would be relentless.
I'd be extremely busy, yeah. It would take me the next 40 years to figure out how to operate the system.
Everything,
I'd say, to be honest with you.
Just getting it, and then you'd just about get it right and be like, now I understand.
And then they'd be putting me back on another fella's.
Although you'd be good. You'd be good. Yeah, you'd have good sex though, because you'd have it all.
Yeah, you'd know everything.
You'd know all the ins. You'd know the ins and the outs, as it were.
Porn stars would be at it. They'd be
at it. Oh, listen.
They'd know exactly what
to do. I've met a porn star. Did I ever tell you about that?
No. A man or a woman?
A man. Actually, a few porn star men. Weirdly, I swear to you, I have ended up in the most bizarre situations. But a friend of mine, Michael Greco, lived in LA. And we were having dinner one night and we ended up bumping into Vinnie Jones. Bizarre. Anyway, Vinnie and Michael Greco are friends. So Vinnie was like, you got to come and watch our football team play the next morning. Now, he talked it up like we were going to see Manchester United. Yeah. Essentially, we just ended up in an Astro pitch at the side of a place, right? Randomly. But one or two of the lads, they were sponsored like by Brazzers.com or something. And they're like,
I've been sponsored by that company for gigs, yeah.
There you go.
MindGeek is the name of the actual company.
They host
all these different companies. Yeah.
Yeah. So they, something like that. And then, anyway, they played football. And then Vinnie Jones and Michael Greco were telling us all about, but one of them, the English guys who was playing, apparently has one of the biggest penises in the business and had it insured for something like $2 million.
What?
Yeah, he's like the biggest insurance on his penis, and he's married to a porn star, but he's the most independent in demand porn star in America.
Holy shit.
He was leaving to go for a shoot. So like he has to wear like a little cup and everything to make sure nothing happens to his penis.
Of course he's got a $2 million fucking...
Yeah, but there's a couple of them that they all work in the porn industry, but it was fascinating. I was just like, and he's just like, he's like, I have to leg it, I've got a job on. I'm like, you don't have a job on, you're going to have to bang.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he explained to me then about the differences about what they do. He just does straight porn.
Yeah.
He doesn't do any other types of porn. But his wife, on the other hand,
does all sorts
of porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he goes, no, just straight porn. Just go in, do the job, fuck off.
See, it sounds like a great job, but in reality...
Exhausting. He played football. It was very hot in LA. Very hot.
I don't know. If you want to ruin what you like, get paid for it. That's true. If you want to ruin something that you're really into, let some fucker pay you for it and watch what happens.
You do have kind of right to come home and go, no, honestly, I'm fucking knackered.
Yeah. Gee, leave me alone, you. Yeah. You're bleeding Mickey and all. I've had enough of this shit today.
My RFI are just horrified.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was bizarre. It was the most bizarre thing ever. So we were
And where they sound like? Were they all...
Really nice guys. And they all did different things. And like they were actors and stuff. And there was some actor who I was chatting to who somebody saw in a photo and was like, they were in some really big American TV show that I hadn't seen. And they're like... He told me he was an actor. I was like, delighted for you. Very Irish. I was like, delighted for you. Random. It was the most random day. But yeah, just like, I was more interested in the porn side of things. I really wanted to know the ins and the outs of that.
It's so funny. Irish people have this fascination with this sort of sex industry but they don't really take to it that well. Like, you always know the Irish fella in Amsterdam because he's walking through the red light district. And you know the way the women call you over all the time. He goes over to all of them. Say, no thanks, no. No thanks, no.
He's very good. Have a good evening.
No, I'd love to, but no, I'm in a rush. Yeah. I have to go.
Having bites of the lads.
But you can't just walk past anyone.
Thank you for asking, though. Thank you for asking.
I'm delighted you picked me of all these lads. Yeah. But I can't. I haven't.
And you have a hole where? Okay, yeah. Well, I'll come and have a look.
I've no change. Honestly, I only have 100 and I'm on the way to the pub. I couldn't. I'd be late for me, mate.
The lads are going mad. But yeah, so there you go.
Oh, I learned a valuable lesson this week as well.
Oh, brilliant.
You know what I mean? It's just something that's been doing me head in. You know, stop following your fucking passions. It's time somebody said it. It's over. Stop it.
Right.
Stop it. You know that thing you're passionate about? Fucking knock it on the head.
So we'll get rid of the Dublin podcast.
No, it's your hobby. It's your fucking hobby. That's what it is. It's your passion. Does not this just because you're tell you what I'm sick of saying.
Oh, go on.
Right, this is the deal. I'm sick of seeing people who are passionate about shit, but they're not good at it. But they say, I'm going to do it anyway. Fucking grand. But do it as a hobby. Do you know what I mean? I see in so. Remember there was a day when people. There used to be a time where you were told by your folks, get rid of it, will you? Yeah, you want some fucking cup on. Now, parents have been telling people for so long, you can do anything you want, that people now honestly think that if they're just passionate about something, they can make it happen.
It's my passion.
But what happens if you're shit at things? I'm shit at things I was passionate about. I want
to
be...
There's a background to this because someone's done something this week that you've seen. So maybe someone is in the comedy circuit or something and they've gone to you, but it's my passion, PJ, and you're sitting there looking at them going, you're shite.
Yeah, well, hypothetically speaking, it may be something like that. Yeah.
And his name is, or her name
well,
is.
Sometimes... It fucking... You're doing it long enough to know it's not going to happen. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, really? So they're around a while.
Yeah. And then it's like, but I'm passionate about it. That's Suzanne Cain. Suzanne Cain.
I'm joking. I was not referring
be grand. Keep doing it. But do what you're fucking good at. If I wanted to, if I followed my passion, you know where I'd be now? Dead. Dead. My passion,
dead.
My passion was to be the number one motorcycle racer in the world. That was what I was passionate about. That's what I am passionate about, is
you
motorcycles.
You still do. You still...
Yeah, I'm passionate about them.
Ride
That's my
bike,
passion.
Don't you?
Yeah. You know what you need for success in life is a bit of fucking momentum. A bit of like, I'm going to do it whether I want to do it or not.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? That's how I...
So what stopped it becoming your... Why is it not your passion?
Reality.
In what respect?
What do you mean? A comedy or
no,
talking?
No. Like, as in, why did you not become the world? Like, why did you not become
number one motorbike racer? Because I'm not fucking good enough.
Okay.
I gave it everything I had, for as long as I could.
And I'm shite.
And I wasn't shite. I wasn't shite, but I definitely was never going to make a living out of it.
Right.
So I had to get real and go back to my job, which was talking shit. Because I tell you one thing I could do well, is talk a lot of shit.
Well, this is true.
So I'm talking a lot of shit.
You are very good at that.
But it's about, you know, just the world needs people not to be amazing at everything they want to do. You know what
See,
I mean? We
I
need
think...
people to just accept where the fuck we are in life an odd time and get on with it.
Is this young people though? Because I think, do you think this is the thing? Like, you see them all on Britain's Got Talent and you see them on X Factor and whatnot. I wanted, like I said about the whole mass thing, I wanted to work in radio. Now, in fairness, my cousin Christopher worked in radio and I saw him.
Yeah.
In fairness, talk about of all the fucking people, like, you know, 8.5 million people listening to him on Radio 1. I'm like, oh, I want to be like my cousin.
Yeah.
Lower your standards.
Not at all.
But the difference was in my house, it was like, I want to work in radio. But I was like, that's great. You're going to go to college though. Yeah, but I could work in, you know, Champion or, and I could, you're going to go to college. So that's, my mom was like, she needs a real job. So my mom will still say things about, I never got my degree. So that's obviously why my career has never hit the dizzy heights of RTE because I never got a degree. then also my mom was like, I think you would have been better maybe as a school teacher.
Yeah.
I'd be in court or as working in PR. Do you know, like, and I have a fairly all right career. Like, I have a radio show,
yeah.
I do, but Italian, I know, as far as it goes.
You're good at what you do.
But all the rest of my family will go, I mean, she does all right. Because then they'll just look at Christopher and go, well, you know, Christopher is a huge success. But you see, it was all put into perspective for me. Whereas now it's like, chase your dream.
Yeah.
I want to be a ballet dancer. You can't dance for shit. Chase it.
Why
it's
now?
Your passion.
What if it suddenly became my passion to be a gymnast in the Olympics?
I mean, I would be fucking all over that because it would be hilarious.
You see, you'd encourage me.
I would encourage you for all of the wrong reasons.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's what happens. And I'd make a fucking angel of myself and rip me tights and I'd fall over. And
then we'd see you on telly and someone like me would sit at home and go, obviously he has no friends.
Yeah, no friends. Look at the man.
So no.
Who the fuck didn't take that fella to one side? They'd be saying, who didn't take this fella to one side and say, cop onto yourself, you fucking goon.
Would you tell the person in question that they're shite? Because I'm sure they look up to you.
No, I doubt it. I doubt anyone looks up to me. Fucking hell. That'd be if you perish on that fucking rock, that's for sure. But then, you know, there is the exceptions to the rule. Like, I saw the Eddie the Eagle movie during the week.
True.
What a guy. Mm. You know, he's the opposite. He's a guy who, well, you know, he wasn't very good at what he did, but he made it happen. He got to the Olympics, you know.
So yeah, but he kind of got there by default, though.
It's all about what your goals are. You know what I mean?
He wasn't the Usain Bolt of the
no, it's just no
ski jump world.
British people were doing it.
It was like the Irish bobsleigh team.
Maybe I could get. Oh, don't.
Oh,
give me
no,
ideas.
See things like that because you will. You'll go. Oh, do you know what I could do?
Yeah, don't.
I
give me
could
ideas.
Join that. No, you can't. thank you to everybody who's tweeted in where they watch or where they listen to the podcast at Dublin Podcast.
Oh yeah, we got to give away some socks.
We most certainly do. Got to give away some socks. So, have you got any preferences for this week?
I just having a look here at the Twitter machine.
Don't Twitter machine.
I sound like such an elf when I say Twitter machine.
You
look at that! He just sent a vegetarian a picture of an open barbecue. Oh, that's Trucker Timmy.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this now. Hold on. Last week's podcast, just what I need. Who's that now? Charlene Masterson.
There you go.
How about that? She's recovering from...
I know Charlene.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Really, do you?
No, I do know her. Yeah, she's at Ames. She was there with my sister-in-law. And well done to HXT because they won Best Overall Show, which is a huge, huge...
Oh, why don't we send her socks
then? Okay, so Charlene...
And it'll be the first... We gave our socks to England last week. Let's give them to Ireland this week. Yeah.
Ireland.
And you know something? If Wales do well in the Get Out of the Group, let's give it to a Welsh person
next
week.
If you listen to Wales, let us know.
Yeah. There's Welsh socks coming. How about that? So Charlene, you're getting the socks. Fair play to you. That's the job.
Well done. Happy days. So keep your tweets coming into us. And they don't just have to be where you're listening to the podcast. Just tweet us generally about anything and we'll stick you in the mixer. Or you can email us as well. But at Dublin Podcast is our email. Is our Twitter account at Suzanne4FM or at PJ Gallagher.
And it's that thanks with Funky Foot Socks. Is that the name of the socks, lads?
Oh, you're good.
No, we better give them a thanks because they get me over such a hole. I was in so much fucking sock trouble, it didn't even make sense.
On Twitter, by the way, you can give them a follow on Twitter because they've only got 42 followers on Twitter. Give them a follow at Funky Foot Socks. At Funky Foot Socks.
I'm going to go out to them and buy a load of socks in the weekend because they actually got me out of such a load of trouble.
Yeah, you should do.
And I need new stockings. That's it for me. I really don't have much else going on. It's all Euros, Euros, Euros. It's all football, football, football. Other than that, I haven't done much but sit down watching football. I don't know. Unless you have other stories. I've no animal facts. I let us down in animal facts.
You just think you've one job. It's like animal facts.
I know.
And then you make a balls of it every week. Somebody
I don't make
a
balls of it every week.
Well, do we have one this week?
No, not this week. I made a balls of it this week. Oh, well, I didn't tell you.
Blah, 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 blah.
Friday is National Bring Your Dog to Work Day.
Oh, so are you bringing in?
I'm bringing Lilo in.
What about
Wendy's
Stitch?
Too mad. I can't bring Wendy in. I can't. She'd go, she'd eat the place this under. No, I couldn't do it.
Ah, for the crack. Thank you to 4FM for the studios, by the way.
Oh, yeah, thanks for... Yeah, okay, well, maybe I will. Okay, I'll bring her in and see what happens, will I?
Yeah, I won't be here because I don't give a shit.
Then,
like...
No, then I'm not doing it. I'll only bring it in just for your entertainment.
Today's National Yoga Day as well.
Hmm?
Today's National Yoga Day.
Oh,
by the way, can I just let you know, I saw on Chinese Terry's Facebook page that he's so busy he can't take any new clients. So.
Yeah. China Terry, eh? We've got old China
Terry. I miss China Terry. That's an old one. Go back and listen if you don't know what we're talking about. But he is good fodder. Right, I think that's it for today.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going off to watch Northern Ireland play Germany. Hopefully by the time you hear this, the Germans will have won. Yeah, I said it.
Why don't you want Northern Ireland to win?
I've got a treble on. I've got a treble on.
You should look fine from here.
So sorry, Nordies.
What?
You know, a treble, you bet on three things and they all have to happen for you to win money.
Oh, what are they? And
a cum a letter.
A cum a letter.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. But three of them is a treble.
I'm fucking out here.
Three of them is a treble.
Okay, so.
So I bet on a draw for England Slovakia last night.
And
so that happened.
How did that work?
Yeah, so that happened. So I need the Germans to beat the North tonight.
Okay.
And I need Poland to beat, I think it's Ukraine. And then I get
Jesus,
some money.
That's like, how much?
€60 I'll get.
Oh, it's really worth it. What you put on, like a euro?
No,
See, this is what betting confuses me. Like, you don't net. Like, you know, people go, I won 700,000. Like, but then realistically, if you do the Grand National anthem, it's like you put down a fiver, you might win £2 back. And it just seems pointless.
No, do you know how odds work?
No.
So, you know what 2 to 1 means?
No.
So, if you put down 1, you get 2.
What?
So
if I put down €1 and I win, I get €2 back.
Yeah, plus your euro, which is €3.
Right.
Right. So if it's 5-1, that would mean you put down one, you get five for every one you put down.
You get 6 then, including my one.
If you put one, yeah, you would, yeah. So if it's 10-1.
Oh, so you need something that's like, oh, so like Leicester were like 7,000-1. If I put €1, I get 7,000.
You get 7,000 back.
And one back.
And you're one back.
Oh, so I need to bet on long shots.
Not really, no, because then the more long shotty they are, the less chance they
have
of happening.
To Leicester City.
So that, yeah, I know. But that, no one would have bet on that, really, because it was such a long shot. Which is why you get 7,000. And then it gets like, the one on the right is how much money you put down. The one on the left is how much money you get for that, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So if something say five for two.
What about if it's 66-1 or something?
Well, that means for every one you bet, you potentially can get 66 back.
Yeah, this is why I don't gamble.
Why?
Because I'd lose.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I am
Everybody
good at,
loses.
Though.
That's what happens. It's
craps.
A loser's game. Huh?
In Vegas, craps.
You're not good at that.
I swear to God, I like...
It's a game of chance.
And I'm exceptionally good at chance. I like absolutely... I ended up, again... See, can I just point out, this is a random shit that happens in my life, right? 35 years, random... I ended up playing craps in Vegas one night with Lil Wayne.
Ah, for
I fucking
sake.
Swear to God, but I didn't know who he was. He was just a man with dreads and a grill who had a pimp cup who gave me $100. Listen,
he did not.
Yeah, because he was gambling ridiculous amount. I have a picture, and it was only after. And he was only like, this is like 10 years ago. He was
Holy
only coming
shit.
Out on the scene, and he was videoing Lollipop. He was he was like, I'm recording a video. I was like, of course you are. Anyway, say guys, right. Long story short, then I had a picture taken with him. And then about 7 months after, I was like watching MTV and I went, pretty sure that's the lad that I was absolutely buckled out of my game.
Hanging out with Lil Wayne, spending his money.
Yeah, with his dreads and all. Anyway, there you go. That's it for today.
That's it for the day. Yeah, I'll talk to you next week. And come on, the Germans.
Okay. And when is the Euros finished? Is that near soon?
No, not still in the group stages. So there's at least another 10 days, I'd say. At least that.
Ireland are going out.
Oh, we're fucked, yeah.
When's that tomorrow?
Yes, yeah, tomorrow, yeah.
Who are we playing? Italy.
We're bollocksed. They're going to make a fucking holy show of us. I know we're bollocksed.
What is the t-shirt? Was that the snapper? Fuck you, Scalacci.
Yeah. Oh, you have to be of a certain vintage to get that joke. But
is
do.
It? Was, the, was it?
Yeah, Scalacci. Yeah, he
Scalacci on his t-shirt.
Ruined Italy
yeah.
90 on us, yeah.
There you go. Very good. Fuck you, Scalacci. Right, that's it. Don't forget to get in touch by Twitter or you can...
Yeah, emails are on you, that crack. And, yeah.
Blind deadly.
Rate right. and hello.
What?
Rate it. No.
Oh, yeah, rate it on iTunes. We have been shit in the iTunes chart lately. We've only got like 21 or something. So I don't know how that works, but just listen. Sell your soul and put us on IG. All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.